Our Lady's Words, taken from the book The Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 7. Our Lady urges us to imitate her in her seeking to do the will of her Son, Jesus.
My daughter, thou hast partly described and hast understood much more concerning the mysterious triumph of my most holy Son on his entrance into Jerusalem and its preparations, but thou wilt understand much more of it when thou shalt come face to face with the Lord, for as pilgrims, mortals cannot penetrate into such secrets. Nevertheless, thou canst learn and understand enough from what thou hast written to perceive how exalted are the judgments of the Lord, and how far removed from all the thoughts of men. The Most High looks into the hearts of men and at the interior, where is hidden the beauty of the King's daughter, while men look only at the exterior and at what is perceived by the senses. On this account, the just and the chosen ones are highly esteemed by the Lord in their humiliation and self-abasement, while the proud are cast down and rejected by Him in their self-sufficiency. This truth, my daughter, is understood by few, and therefore the children of darkness know not how to strive after any honor of exaltation than that of the world. Sad to say, also the children of the Church, although well knowing and confessing that this worldly honor is vain and without substance, and that it does not have any more stability than the flowers or herbs of the field, do not live up to this knowledge, as their conscience does not give them witness of the faithful cooperation with the light of grace and the practice of virtue. They seek after the false and deceitful applause and condemnation of men, whereas God alone can truly honor and exalt those who merit His regard. The world ordinarily and fraudulently misjudges true merit, lavishing its honors upon those who least deserve it, or upon those who know how to solicit and strive after it most cunningly and inconsiderately. Fly from this deceit, my daughter, and let the praise of men make no impression upon thee. Repel its flatteries and compliments. Give to each the importance and consideration due to it, for the children of the world are very much blinded in their judgments. None of the mortals could ever merit the honor and applause of men so much as my most holy Son, yet he readily yielded it up and judged at its true worth that which the people gave him at his entrance into Jerusalem. He permitted it merely in order that the divine power might be manifested, and in order that his passion might afterwards be so much the more ignominious. He wished to teach men that no one should accept honors for their own value, but in order that the higher end, that is the glory of God and the exaltation of the Most High, might thereby be advanced, that without this object in view, they are altogether vain and useless, void of profit or advantage of any kind, for they can never procure the true happiness of a creature capable of eternal glory. Since I see thee desirous of knowing why I was not present at this triumph of my most holy Son, I shall fulfill thy desire, and I refer thee to what thou hast often related in this history about the clear vision of the interior of my Son, which was always present to me. By this vision I was enabled to perceive when and why he wished me to absent myself from him. On such occasions I would throw myself at his feet, beseeching him to declare his will and pleasure in regard to what I should do. Then the Lord would sometimes give his orders plainly and express commands. At others he would leave it to my own discretion and choice, permitting me to act accordingly to my prudence and divine enlightenment. This was the course he pursued at the time when he resolved to enter in triumph in the gates of Jerusalem. He left it altogether to my own judgment, whether I should accompany him or remain in Bethany. Thereupon I asked his permission to absent myself from this mysterious event, begging him to take me with him to his passion and death. I thought it more befitting and more pleasing in his eyes to offer myself as participant in the ignominies and sorrows of his passion than to share in the outward honor given to him by men. For as I was his mother, some of this honor would certainly have devolved upon me if I had shown myself to those who were praising and blessing him. I knew that this triumph, beside its not being desired by me, was ordained by the Lord for the manifestation of his infinite power and divinity, and therefore is no wise pertaining to me, nor would the honor which they would have extended to me augment that which was due to him as the Savior of the human race. At the same time, in order that I might properly rejoice in this mystery and duly glorify the Almighty for these wonders, I was made to see by divine enlightenment and a special vision all that thou hast already written concerning this event. This behavior should instruct thee and teach thee to imitate me. Follow thou my humble footsteps. Withdraw thy affections from all that is earthly. Lift thy aspirations on high, despising and fleeing all human honors, and in divine enlightenment esteeming them as vanity of vanities and affliction of spirit.